people that like him will keep him on the air ever buy InfoWars. So that, I mean, they're just caught doing fake auctions.
And they don't want money.
And I can tell you, this has been kicked out of Lopez's court now. He finally kicked it out. He'd been kicking him for a while. Wait, I didn't even know about this, and it's going to break soon. There wasn't just the OJ stuff going on that you heard about, them sending stuff to the head FBI agent in Connecticut that admitted he went and created all this with the FBI. Okay? Not just that individual separate from Oblevis. But there's another investigation going on with what happened in the bankruptcy court with Chris Murray and these people. And so now we've learned from journalists in D.C. that showed me the information, like the actual stuff going on. I have to stop there, that the DOJ showed them, but said, you know, just wait, this is going to come out, and just let Alex know about this. And it's not the task force people think. There's quite a few good groups up there now. And then I talked to a FBI high-level informant yesterday that just met with the FBI in D.C. on a totally separate matter that is just unbelievable when this breaks. But we came up at it again in a secret CIA FBI server farm and at a CIA base on the East Coast. And in the investigation, they found out that, wait till you get this, Norm Pattis didn't accidentally ever send that stuff to them. No.
Wow.
So this is just all coming out.
It was delivered on a bow tie.
Well, you know how this stuff works. You know, we've happened to businesses we know where people get into your email. It looks like you, and then you get into somebody's servers. You get into the email as if you're them. You add it into a thing and then send it. I mean, we're not saying any of the plaintiffs or them. Wow. This was just that we know out of this CIA base that sure. was doing it. Yeah. Whoever was doing it, our friends at the CIA. So more and more of this is just coming.
There's no way they wrote Jeffrey Epstein emails either and inserted those. There's no way that happened, right?
Well, here's another thing. Remember, they get all our emails like 5-6 years ago during discovery. Anything with Sandy Hook, dozens of search terms. We give them all the unopened emails, and then they find magic hidden links to child porn.
Yeah.
So they can then run the headline that we sent child porn to the Sandy Hook families. No, they sued us. The judge said, give us unopened emails, 300-something thousand of them. They get them, then forensically scan them, find hidden links and unopened emails, run headlines that I'm sending out child porn. And to the FBI's credit, Connecticut, they gave us a letter saying, no, you're the victim of it. So at least they did that. I'm damn right we're a victim of it. So I can go on for hours, folks. That's the problem with this, is I haven't gotten to the new information. So there's just a few little tidbits. What I just told you is maybe 10%, okay? And there's other wilder stuff that I've not been asked to tell anybody at this point about what went on with the previous trustees and the previous CRO that is just unbelievable. I mean, we're talking about, I wish I could tell you. So they don't care, though, after they got embarrassingly caught in a fake auction, after they learn that the DOJ is looking into them, after all this stuff happens, they're just barreling forward thinking that if they can get InfoWars now and still give it to The Onion and Bloomberg, and they've been doing interviews, as you know, we played them, saying, if you were God for today, if there was one thing you could do in the world, what would it be? I want InfoWars. And they say to misrepresent us, to pose as us, and put out disinfo in my name. And they told the federal court when this came up, they're trying to say they own my name. Last June, the June 14th hearing, they did a filing. Bloomberg picked it up saying the 13th Amendment against slavery does not apply to Alex Jones in special circumstance.
Right.
They didn't describe why. So they say we're going to own his name. We're going to say we're him. And we're going to say outrageous stuff. They literally want to own my identity and wear my skin to misrepresent me. That's the key to censorship. They don't just censor you, folks, when you're prominent. They then misrepresent you.
They're like political skinwalkers, essentially.
Yes, shapeshifters. It's like the thing. And remember they said, Charlie got killed. The Onion said, we're now going to act like we're him and say things in his words and then not even say it's satire.
Right.
You're just supposed to know that because it says the Onion.
Yeah, they'll be like, it's not AI because we made this.
Yeah.
You know, so you can't say it's AI. No, we produced this and we're saying this is what Charlie said.
So that's the whole strategy now is what they call ethereal messaging, not subliminal. Ethereal. Look how many times you see on Google or CNN a headline on the front page that says something outrageous. When you click it, that's not even in the article or the headline.
Right.
And then that's ethereal.
Alex Jones, patriot, a man they tried to silence. They came for his voice, his platform, his life, but they can't stop him. Gentlemen, we can rebuild him. We have the technology. We have the capability to make the world's most unstoppable force. Alex Jones will be that man. Better than he was before. Better. Stronger. Faster. Louder.
Go to alexjonesapp.com, the number one news app in the world.
Yes! Called. So, just folks, this is so unbelievable. So, we got a lot of clips and not a lot of time to get there.
Yeah.
Here's the new information. Rob Dew, because what's old's new, was for these lawsuits we're preparing, was going through all this for the law firms, and he found even more outrageous stuff of them on national TV, saying their mission, any means necessary to take us out, on and on and on. They're going to misrepresent us and say they're us. I mean, this is 100% in a real court. They are, okay? Their only hope is to shut down the new operation that's coming out so there's not money for the legal battles. Well, we got all the sponsors, all the backers lined up. They understand that. They understand that it's total war, and we're on the offense here. So that's why when you support us, thealexjonesstore.com, it goes to the new Alex Jones Network. Keep us on air. It's still keeping InfoWars on air, and it's funding all this fight. So we're winning, just like America is, but we haven't won the war yet. So this now ties into Elijah Schaefer, who got sued over the weekend, popular talk show host, for posting a, and I showed this yesterday in the lawsuit, I have an overhead shot right here, for posting a photo of Kash Patel and his girlfriend, here it is right here, you can pull it up on X, I posted this on X, of him and his girlfriend, did not even say that she was an Israeli agent, but they say in the lawsuit, because he's criticized Israel before, they want his whole company, and they want him off the air and $5 million. They actually say that, and they say because he did microaggressions. They actually use leftist terms. This is Kash Patel's foundation law firm, FBI law firm, the one he uses to sue everybody. And this is the FBI director, really through his girlfriend, suing people. They're also suing FBI whistleblower Kyle Serafin. Here's the photo. That's all he did was that. It is absolutely total bonker land, but this is Todd Blanche, and it's also come out from FBI agents and other suits that Kash Patel tells them to go out and sue people, just like they got the chief counsel in Connecticut to sue me, and he went out, I never said his name, and he went out and got the, quote, families and Koskov law firm with the former federal prosecutor there that was running it, Chris Matty, to do this.
Bill, I just want to orient the jury. Am I correct that on December 14th, 2012, you were a member of the FBI SWAT team in Connecticut that responded to the Sandy Hook School?
Yes, sir.
And you're also a plaintiff in this case?
Yes.
Okay. Bill, why don't we start by having you tell the jury a little bit about yourself. And I should also say, you're not here in your capacity as an FBI agent, correct?
No, to clarify, people keep saying I'm retired. I'm not retired.
You're not retired.
No, sir.
Right.
But I'm here in my personal capacity, but I am an FBI agent, but I'm here in my personal capacity.
Okay. Tell the jury the role that integrity and professionalism plays both in your job as an FBI agent and as a SWAT team member.
As an FBI agent, if you don't have integrity, you can't do your job. Everything we do is based on our integrity. You have to have integrity to even survive in the job.
What was your position at the FBI?
So in 2012, I would have been working out of the Meriden Resident Agency, which is part of New Haven Division, and I was working public corruption in civil rights matters.
In January, were you did you assume a new position?
I was put into a position they call Chief Division Counsel, which is the head attorney for that FBI division. You give legal counsel to the leadership of the division. I was put in that position temporarily, and then about a month later, I was appointed to that position.
So you were the top lawyer providing advice to the FBI in Connecticut?
In-house, yes, sir.
In-house?
Yes, sir. And like any crisis that we all deal with in our lives, I guess you have to just, I mean, you just have to deal with it.
But how do you deal with it? That's what I'm asking you is, what steps did you take, if any?
Well, I tried to get help. I tried to get the Bureau to help me. And then, you know, I called the Agents Association to see if they could help me. And that ended up, you know, it didn't result in anything. They basically just gave me the runaround. And then finally, you know, the only person that ever even listened was Mr. Koskoff. He was a gentleman and gracious enough to listen to me, and that's why we're here.
Is there going to be a waiver? In addition to the stuff online about you being an actor, have you received threats yourself?
Yes, sir.
Tell the jury about that.
I can give you multiple examples, but probably beginning in 2015, there was a guy from New London, Connecticut, who was so obsessed with Mr. Wheeler and I that he...
Objection to the characterization of him. What did he see? What did he hear?
It's the same.
You were explaining the nature of the threat that you received. You understood it to come from a gentleman in New London?
Yes.
And what was the nature of the threat that was directed at you?
It went on for months, and he would call, along with others, would call my extension in New Haven and leave like violent, threatening messages. You're not Bill Aldenburg, you're David Wheeler. You're not an FBI agent. He ended up, this guy from New London talked to a couple agents in New Haven who were so concerned about his behavior. They came and saw me and said, you really have to be careful. This guy sounds like he could do something. And Mr. Santiago, this guy's name was John Santiago, and his...
Could you even try to calculate or quantify the number of threats and harassing behavior you encounter?
It probably would be tough to quantify, sir. It would probably be tough to give it a number, but it's it's significant, huge.
When's the first time you watched a video of Mr. Helbig on Mr. Jones's show?
I would be guessing, sir, I would say approximately like 2016.
Where were you when you saw that?
I was sitting in my office on the second floor at FBI New Haven.
You didn't file suit at that point in 2016?
No, at that point I couldn't get anybody to help me.
You were looking?
By then I'd pretty certain by 2016 I had contacted the Agents Association. I had been looking for people. I had been asking the U.S. Attorney's Office to help me. I had been asking the FBI New Haven to help me. So, yes, I was looking for help.
How many times did Jones call you?
He didn't call me, sir.
Did you ever see this photograph, 289, on InfoWars?
I didn't, no, sir.
Do you know whether he ever talked about you on InfoWars?
I don't know.
So was Mr. Santiago ever arrested?
No.
You are an FBI agent.
Right.
Responsible for enforcing federal law.
Yes.
It is a federal law to use interstate communication to threat another person, correct?
Yes.
Was anyone ever arrested for threatening you online?
No.
Tell the jury the role that integrity and professionalism plays both in your job as an FBI agent and as a SWAT team member.
As an FBI agent, if you don't have integrity, you can't do your job. Everything we do is based on our integrity. You have to have integrity to even survive in the job.
So it's the same story over and over and over again, and this guy wins $100-something million that I don't have. I never said his name. The crew never said his name, any of this. This is the level of crazy. So that's the model now of lawfare, is the old FBI and now the Democrats, the new FBI, with Todd Blanche, you know, Democrat lawyer of the Southern District of New York, former prosecutor, going after everybody with FBI agents. So now you go become an FBI agent so you can sue people that have done nothing wrong. And it's a whole new franchise business model. And the FBI and the CIA behind the scenes know which courts to go to, know which networks to go to. They've got these court societies all over for federal and state where they all go to cocktail parties. And it's like lodges. They have hotel rooms, everything, you name it. And they brag. When you come here, you get access to everyone. You get access to all the businesses, all the plaintiffs, all the things. You can talk off the record.
All the kickbacks.
I mean, they advertise that this is where you engage in this. So this is the model. A bunch of lawyers, prosecutors, judges, and PR people all getting together, and they've graduated more lawyers the last 40 years in the history of the United States, and this is taking over society. Okay, this is the model. This isn't going in anywhere. This is total weaponization of the courts at levels never before seen anywhere, with the media and HBO producing it, you know, all of it. So now the new information, we'll have to go a little bit to the next segment here. I've got to go do my broadcast at 11, but this is just so massive. It's so important. And then you found a lot more clips, even worse than the previous ones,
yeah,
and all the things that they've done. And then now you've got Tucker Carlson's new documentary dropping of how they totally covered up Crooks and how they know he was an operative and how there was no internet data on him. That's totally impossible, and no metadata on his phones, even though they have it. And now they're coming after Tucker for that. And then Massey says they've talked to the high-level whistleblowers that are being targeted for exposing the identity of the pipe bomber that's portly a federal agent, now CIA. See what's happening here?
Yeah.
And then Cash is in there covering that up. I'm not happy about this. I didn't want to attack Cash Patel. I wanted to believe in him. But obviously, he's super compromised. Bongino is an attack dog behind the scenes, all over the place, going after journalists that even question Charlie Kirk. I mean, very well-known ones. He calls him yelling at him. When we were there, we were getting told about it in Maine. Mm-hmm. Same thing. Massey said, boom, Bongino, you know, called him and also sent him a, you know, letter he published saying, hey, you know, basically don't look into this. Oh, no, that whistleblower telling you that this is the pipe bomber or that we're persecuting him, you know, they have proof. They're full of it. Just like, listen, you can trust me. I was a Secret Service agent. Jeffrey Epstein killed himself. You can trust me. Crooks acted alone. You can trust me. Nothing going on with Kirk. And I caught people that were in the cabinet meeting and later broke, months after I broke it, that Cash Patel was screaming at Tulsi Gabbard saying, your Office of National Intelligence that was created by Congress for 9/11 to share information with the FBI, we don't want you looking into any accomplices, domestic or foreign, on Kirk. And I broke that back in mid-September, like a week and a half after. And I got it from high-level White House sources, and I confirmed it with others that were there, that they said, we don't want accomplices. This wasn't Trump. I mean, people at the White House heard this when they were having DOJ meetings. We're going with the lone gunman. We're not really going after the accomplices, because Trump had said, I want the Trantifa. I want the six trannies that said Charlie be dead tomorrow. I want them SWAT teamed. I want them arrested. And the word went out, no, we're not doing what the big guy wants as usual. We're going with this story and that. And then 2 days after I came out with that, Cash Patel comes out and says, oh, no, we're looking at all the angles, and we're looking at multiple shooters. And Dan Bongino, I sent you guys a clip. I didn't see it on my list. It's like a 15-minute clip. Pull that up for me. I'll send it again if you don't have it. I shouldn't see it on my list. Or just go to X and type in, Bongino says they're looking at the crowd helping the shooter. Well, you say you want a conspiracy. Yeah. They're like, yay, yay, cheering. They're not scared when it happens. Two people say they killed him and said we did it as a diversion for the shooter. Yeah, there's your conspiracy right there. And it's crickets on that. Absolute, total, and complete crickets. So, yeah. It doesn't look like a cover-up. It is a cover-up. A cover-up of what? I'm not exactly sure. And then, of course, it all came out a few weeks ago, exactly as I said. I mean, these people are like bad, bad, bad. and everybody else is scared of them because they say they're thin-skinned and they'll come after us. Well, that's what I do is I go after people. I mean, I can't sit here with all this overwhelming evidence of people being bad and being the Legion of Doom when they're supposed to be, you know, with the Justice League or whatever you call it. I mean, I just got to call it.
Well, what's crazy is Bongino and Cash were going around on podcasts, and Bongino's own podcast, talking about how they were going to change things. They were going to fix these problems that were broken. They were going to go after these people. And now they're just falling right in line.
Well, so, Cash, remember, said we need to get rid of the FBI building in D.C. That's mainly intelligence. Because the FBI shouldn't be involved in all this intelligence. It shouldn't be 60% intelligence. It should be mainly 10%, and that's only criminal. We should get our information from the National, Office of National Intelligence and the subgroups and the threat fusion centers. And now he's publicly telling Congress and others, no, I don't want these intelligence agencies that have this data looking at anything inside the U.S. because they don't want to be looked at. Because Trump's using Tulsi Gabbard. That's how he's getting all the stuff on Crossfire Hurricane and on Arctic Frost and getting them. Because it's all there. Because they've been storing it.
And he's got people literally he installed in working against him.
And exactly. and they've got warrants for all this. So they're inside all of Jack Smith's communications, inside all their crap, and they've got them. They're handing out to prosecutors, and the prosecutors are resigning because they're scared or they're deep staters. So they're having to fill those things in. But here's the difference. The deep state knows Trump's moving, and that's why we've already seen three big indictments and a lot more about to happen. But that's what makes the deep state so dangerous is because they know we're closing in. But here's the deal. With InfoWars case, and it came out in Arctic Frost that Jack Smith was targeting, all my crew and me specifically to be shut down, and they found nothing, of course. And they were going through all our communications and everything else without warrants. It's totally illegal. Using civil cases to get the information. That's where we are right now. This is a smoking gun case. And that's why Ed Martin was interested in it and was digging into it, is because they were very sloppy. They were extremely sloppy with us. And so they didn't cover their tracks very well. And then Todd Blanche comes out and kills one of the investigations and says, Alex Jones is fringe. We shouldn't help him. ABC News. Wall Street Journal.
Yeah.
So he's literally showing his Democrat Party instincts that I mean, I can be a horrible person. I don't deserve to have my rights violated like this, but I didn't even do the things they said. They raised all this money off me. So they need to get control of this place so they can misrepresent me and so they can try to turn it around and say, look, we finally did get it. See, it was legitimate. Our auction was legitimate. All the rest of that. And they have a state receiver appointed under Judge Guerra Gamble, who ran the show trial for HBO, and then they've been in here in the building in the last 3 weeks, in here categorizing stuff. We don't know. They can shut us down next week, next month. I might be mean to the receiver. It's just a court-appointed deal. I might be mean to the guys that are here from the auction. They said they're having another auction. That's going to be staged, probably. I'm not saying they will, but that's how, the plaintiffs with the judge will do it. Because Lopez, federal judge, had no part of it and said, this is bull crap, and you didn't have an auction with Gamble. I mean, this woman will do anything.
Oh, yeah. The judge who defaulted you first, by the way.
Yes, exactly. So they're closing in on us. Yeah, we've lasted a lot of rounds, but all I'm just saying is this is outrageous, and these new clips, well, let's start getting to the clips. These are really, really important.
I think we ought to just start with the first one, and it's in the longer version, but let's just play clip number five again. We played this earlier today about how any means necessary they have to.
Tell folks who this is.
Yeah, this is, Jordan LaFleur, the executive editor of The Onion. He's got balding with a beard, and there he is, and he's got these weird eyes, how he's looking up and down and stuff, but any means of preventing him from causing more harm need to be explored is what he says. That's his quote.
And then they say they want money. Oh, he won't give us money while they want to destroy the means of the money when I never did anything to him. See, that's another deception of the press. Go ahead, play it.
Yeah, here's the clip.
Was there hope that, that buying his site might be able to block him from causing more harm?
I mean, any means of preventing him from causing more harm ought to be explored. But no, I think the important part here was to take the brand and use it for good.
Is there a longer clip you said?
This is the one that I think is just more important. I've got a whole longer clip of it. But this one, any means of preventing him from causing more harm need to be explored. They're basically saying whatever we want to do, whatever, BAM is called by any means necessary. So it's the same mindset of violence, subterfuge, stealing, planning stuff on you, anything they
can. This is Antifa talk.
Well, exactly.
Remember what the MSNBC censor, the head of The Onion said. Stephen Obelson goes, well, how could you have a lower bid that's secret win and it be a real auction? And he says, it's Alex Jones. Come on.
Yeah.
I mean, come on. We don't have to. It's Alex Jones. Open season, baby.
Overnight, the judge in charge of this put a hold on your purchase, raising questions about the process, raising questions about transparency in the bidding process.
Yeah, look, we won the bid. We own InfoWars, and we are very excited about
that. But is it true that you didn't have the highest bid?
We did have the highest bid when you take into account the family's concessions here. They made a concerted effort to make this the best and highest bid for everybody involved. So we're very excited to take that over. And look, it's Alex Jones. If he just handled this graciously and moved away, that would be the funniest part of this whole situation.
And I think we should go, and we'll play more of this later. It's a longer clip, but the start of the Jake Tapper clip is interesting, too, where they say they're going to pave you over, and they show the blank screen. And he goes, oops, Alex Jones is gone. So let's go to that one. This is the one with Jake Tapper on the Onion Takeover, clip 3.
Our Law and Justice lead, where the story itself serves a kind of poetic justice. The Onion, the satirical website and newspaper, The Onion has taken over the website InfoWars of Alex Jones, the very platform that Jones used to spread horrific conspiracy theories, including those really awful false claims about the Sandy Hook shooting being not real. Those conspiracy theories led to tormenting people, Jones's fans tormenting the parents of the people murdered in that horrific shooting. Online abuse, they were trying to mourn their children's death. Some of them had to move. 8 of the Sandy Hook families who were maliciously targeted by Alex Jones' conspiracies actually backed the Onion's bid, securing this victory in their long fight for accountability. Jones responded on social media today saying this.
I don't know what's going to happen, but I'm going to be here until they come in here and turn the lights off.
Lights off, buddy. The website's shut down. This is what happens when you search for the site. Quote, unavailable till further notice. With insights into that further notice, two of the leaders behind it all, Ben Collins, CEO of The Onion, and John Feinblatt, president of Every Town for Gun Safety, an organization works closely with the many of the...
Let's go to break, because these are clips, because nobody watches CNN. These are clips, when we come back, that only their tiny audience saw, but these are the perpetrators. These are the bad guys. And, you know, here, there, we'll come back and see what they said a year ago today. Totally discredited, totally exposed. You just heard a small part of what's been going on. But notice what Tapper kept saying. All that stuff was put in pleadings where I was already found guilty. They never showed any evidence. None of it was true, any of it. And then they just say it, that my followers did all this and people did all this. Totally. And then we ask, who are the followers? They can never say, well, who told you? I don't know. It was rumors of rumors of rumors, and the judge would shut it down. She only had a little bit of a fake trial. We're already guilty, but a little bit to make it look like for TV it was real. But every time we started exposing it, they'd shut it down. We'll be right back with more of this. This is really, really important. But bottom line, ladies and gentlemen, they're closing in on us, but they're stepping into a bear trap. Well, barring a miracle, InfoWars, the website, the studio, will be shut down somewhere in or around January 1st, 2026. But regardless, the InfoWar lives on. But InfoWarsStore.com, a legendary site that literally funded the InfoWar because of your great support with so many great products, has gotten 2 final shipments in of Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula and Ultimate Fish Oil. Both are the highest quality, the best out there. They're fan favorites. And right now, they're 40% off until they sell out. So this is probably, I said about 90% chance, your last chance to get Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula and Ultimate Fish Oil at InfoWarsStore.com. But don't worry, the InfoWar will continue with the Alex Jones Network. It will continue with all the other work we're doing. But right now, if you want to get these legendary products the last time you can, get them exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. Again, they're both 40% off for a limited time, so take action now, InfoWarsStore.com. The incredibly positive health effects of methylene blue are well documented. RFK Jr. has promoted it. He takes it daily. But I got to tell you, I had taken it 7 years ago when my medical doctor recommended it. He said, just get a USP brand that means medical grade. And I bought it on Amazon. Had almost no effect. But when our sponsor, Bigly, at thealexjonesstore.com, came out with theirs 8 months ago, made in Florida by a literal laboratory, it blew me away and changed my life. The clarity, the focus, the energy with no letdown has been insane. And in the last 8 months, you've seen everybody from Roseanne Barr to you name it, take the product and just have absolutely insane clarity and energy effects generally in about 30 minutes. That's incredible. But everybody that I know that's taking it that I've checked back with has long-term effects in the first few weeks and months that just build up. Better workouts, better clarity, better sleep, better focus. It's simply insane. Experience what Patrick Byrne experienced. Experience what Stuart Rhodes experienced. Experience what all these other individuals experienced when they took this incredible product in capsules and the liquid at thealexjonesstore.com. And then when you experience it, tell your friends and family about it and tell them about the broadcast so they don't just get this great product and the great effects, they also find the truth. This is a 360 win for everyone.
I can feel a definite, like an energy spike. Feels pretty good.
That is what it feels like. My brain's going really fast.
It clears the brain fog where you're actually able to focus more clearly.
I do notice that it does seem to give me more mental energy.
I feel lighter. It's really interesting. I almost like feel smarter.
Yeah!
You better start drinking that methylene blue, son.
But it's not just our in-studio guests that have taken it and been blown away, all of them. It's the callers. It's the listeners. It's a mailman from Rhode Island. Here's just a small sampling of the testimonials of our callers and listeners when they took ultramethylene blue.
I have shared the methylene blue with my crew, and everybody has really noticed the effect.
I was in a wheelchair. That methylene blue, I knew what that did for me. I knew that it got me up and walking again, and I was having seizures without it.
This is the best product you guys have ever had.
I feel like I'm 25.
Incredible. Best product that I've purchased so far.
We only sell supplements that are documented to absolutely blow people away because we want you to have a great effect so you come back and get it again and again. And it's so good for you. So experience what our guests, our families, our friends have experienced themselves by getting ultramethylene blue in capsules and in tincture discounted right now at thealexjonesstore.com. Take action, defend the Republic, defend the First Amendment, defend the info war, and empower your body, empower your health, and empower your life.
Hey, the Alex Jones app, AJN Live, is now the number one app in the world. That's right, you heard me. We're number one. And this is pissing off the Democrats in the deep state big time. They're doing everything they can to shut us down, and now here we are, dominating the Apple Store.
It smells like victory.
We just launched the app less than 2 days ago, and we're already the number one news app in the world. And we'd like to keep it that way, so if you haven't done so yet, now's your chance. Go to alexjonesapp.com and download the app and tell the globalists to go f*** themselves.
Receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Journal, I'm joined with Alex Jones. We're going over the latest in this Onion trying to take over InfoWars with the DOJ assisting and just other, I mean, it just gets insane the more you look at it. And I've been looking at this for years, and we're finding new clips of them the day we're celebrating the one-year anniversary of our closure, which didn't happen. We're still here.
And you're into the worst part. Oh, we're going to destroy them. We're going to pave over them.
Oh, yeah, we're going to pave over them. We've got the head censor over at MSNBC now working for The Onion.
You do a great job. I'm going to get out of here so you can sum this up, because you've researched for the lawyers. You know more about this than I do. Rob Dew knows more than all the lawyers combined, me, because he's been the guy during the fight that had to organize all this stuff the last 6-7 years.
I mean, and it's a lot of stuff.
And I want to commend you. So I'm going to let you finish up, but I want to just say this in summation myself before we get to all this. I'm a happy warrior. I'm lucky that they were unable to ever indict me. They sure tried. I'm lucky they haven't killed me. I'm lucky I haven't been Charlie Kirk. So thank you all for keeping us in the fight. This is all our shared fight together, and I love you, listeners, viewers. I love the crew and all the great work they've done in putting up with me. I love you, Rob. I really, you're a brother. And we are all in the brotherhood and sisterhood of liberty and freedom under Christ. And I just want to commend and thank all of you from the bottom of my heart. I want to say this to Evil. We're never giving up. We're never quitting. And you notice the longer this goes, the more comes out about you, the more you get exposed. And in the court of public opinion, 90%+ of the comments, even on YouTube, not just X, are against you. The public knows a lot of this. Okay. And the bottom line is Todd Blanche, Democrat lawyer, been Trump's lawyer, so he trusted him, has been up there blocking everything. And that is from every sector in the DOJ. He is super bad. And I even got reached out to a few days ago about, oh, be nice. You know, maybe Todd Blanche wants to meet with you. He's really a friend. And that's so he can tell Trump, no, I'm being nice. That's what they do. They're totally two-faced. And they're getting major heat. But not just off what they've done to InfoWars. They're doing it to everybody. And now Kash Patel, it's a big scandal, is going around through his FBI law firm, his foundation, suing people for nothing. So this is the same system, the same thing. So I guarantee you, big sectors of the DOJ are still investigating Trump. They've still got, they totally had stay behind people confirmed with Arctic Frost, the rest of it, and then after that, in Trump's first admin. So this is a big problem. InfoWars is just a canary in the coal mine. And these people, make sure you play the clip again, too, where the Onion idiot, the Bloomberg front guy says, oh, the one thing I want in the world is InfoWars.
Yeah.
And they're closing in, okay? And if they get it, that's fine. It's just a name and it's a studio. The InfoWar belongs to you. It's a generic term. But it'll be about total harassment, misrepresenting us, and the fight will just intensify. But we're not giving up. We're not pulling any punches. We're not taking a dive here. And it's been your support that has held us through all of this, and the 25 million we've spent in 7-8 years battling back against they filed last year in federal court that all the legal fees, including the main Democrat Party law firm Paul Weiss against InfoWars and myself, has been $322 million. $322 million spent. That was a year ago. So with $25 million, and that's, we just did the accounting yesterday, it came in, and the lawyers were okay before. They should know what they were getting into. People didn't understand how this all worked at that point. But I really got veteran star lawyers who are tough and are willing to be sanctioned.
And they're awake now, well, too. They're like, wow, this is real. You know, this is everything you've said is now we're seeing it in real time happening. So well, I think it's really shook them.
They've said it shook them.
Yeah.
And now they've got people on their law firms that like aren't even billing us, and they're just working on. They're obsessed with it now
because it's like, the right thing to do.
Well, I mean, it's real tyranny. I mean, we've been suing them and deposing them all over the country. I mean, the stuff I can't tell you, folks. We've had people give us information from the inside that, you know, feel bad about this. We've even had some we haven't reached back out to. We need to do that. But I mean, this is bad. And if they think getting this will legitimize all the stuff they've done, it just makes it 10 times worse. And I know that's how God works in mysterious ways. Let's start the Jake Tapper clip from the beginning so it's congruent.
Okay.
And then you just go ahead and take over, and I'll be on my broadcast in 23 minutes. And then we're going to take all this you've done today live, edit it down, add the clips, more of the documents for things I just said. So you'll see the proof of, wait, the U.S. trustee from the Justice Department had a relationship with a federal judge over cases. He gave her millions of dollars. And then while she was under criminal investigation, she called and tried to shut us down in May last year with no court order. That's DOJ, folks. And they even bragged, the former CRO to the security, head security guy, others. Well, we got together with the plaintiffs and decided it's just time to shut it down.
Yep.
Because I was starting to speak out against it because I learned more of this. And so they're like, well, yeah, we know the judge says it's in bankruptcy and you're going to sell it and stay on the air. Nope. We made the decision. You're off the air.
Yep.
And we're with the Justice Department, so shut his ass off. No court order. I mean, this is serious crap. This is, I mean, if I said I owned something and showed up with armed guards with no court order, I mean, I'd be in federal prison. I mean, they got a name for that. That's official oppression. That's a false imprisonment. That's what it's called when a cop off duty or outside of his prerogative, you know, you've seen this where the cop pulls over the hot chick and, you know, tells her he's got to, you know, go have drinks with her or whatever, or worse. That's official oppression. That's the other term is false imprisonment. And I mean, this is what you call it, hijacking, highwaymen. But thank God this armed security is like, yeah, actually, there needs to be an order. I was like, yeah, I'm calling the police. It was like 5 o'clock in the afternoon.
Yep.
Remember, I slept up here a few days?
Oh, yeah.
And I said, their next move will be they'll try to sit in another private security firm. And sure as hell, they did.
Yep.
But that security firm was smart enough to make calls to the other security firm to find out what's going on because it sounded weird to them. What? Okay, what's the order? Well, no, you just go in.
We're just telling you.
We're just telling you. You understand? DOJ, bitch.
And they were.
We don't need no stinking.
They were telling employees, they're like, don't even bother coming in next week. You're going to be shut down. All this stuff. It's just like, well, wait, how do we shut down? Like, we're supposed to have a plan to continue to go on.
And that's separate from the fake auction.
Exactly. The fake auction is like act two of that.
That's in November. This is in May.
Yeah.
I mean, these people are just, and we haven't told you the worst stuff yet. We're holding that ace of spades back.
It's incredible.
Just wait till they shut this place down and we bring out the ace of spades.
Right.
Because it's even more powerful then. They got caught in some bad, bad stuff. And just because you think Todd Blanche is protecting you, no, sir. No, sir. And President Trump has taken an interest in this. So, and there's a huge Epstein stuff exploding, exactly as I said it would. I'll be covering that. Rob, do take over.
Yep. All right, well, let's go back to, we'll start with the Jake Tapper clip at the top again, where he celebrates the closure of InfoWars, and with a fake closure, because we were back on air the next day. So we're going to go to that, and we'll get to the clip where the Onion CEO says, we're going to pave over the InfoWars universe, and then how they're going to take that and reassess it and do parodies, and then we're going to get to the Onion's executive editor, too. And then I got a couple phone calls I'll get to at the very end, so you guys just hang tight. Let's go to that clip with Tapper.
Turn now to our Law and Justice lead, where the story itself serves a kind of poetic justice. The Onion, the satirical website and newspaper, The Onion has taken over the website InfoWars of Alex Jones, the very platform that Jones used to spread horrific conspiracy theories, including those really awful false claims about the Sandy Hook shooting being not real. Those conspiracy theories led to tormenting people, Jones's fans, tormenting the parents of the people murdered in that horrific shooting. Online abuse, they were trying to mourn their children's death. Some of them had to move. Eight of the Sandy Hook families who were maliciously targeted by Alex Jones' conspiracies actually backed the Onion's bid, securing this victory in their long fight for accountability. Jones responded on social media today saying this.
I don't know what's going to happen, but I'm going to be here until they come in here and turn the lights off.
Lights off, buddy. The website's shut down. This is what happens when you search for the site. Quote, unavailable till further notice. With insights into that further notice, two of the leaders behind it all, Ben Collins, CEO of The Onion, and John Feinblatt, president of Everytown for Gun Safety, an organization works closely with many of the Sandy Hook families to prevent future such tragedies. So, Ben, what is your plan for the site?
We're going to take it and take the universe that Alex created and just pave it over. We're going to create a new world. Where hopefully in a couple of years, if you think of InfoWars, you'll either think of this day where we pulled off this very ridiculous joke where we're able to purchase InfoWars as is, or you'll think of this new site. We're going to go after all the conditions that Alex Jones creates to sell his supplements and do all of those things. I think, Jake, you know, we're all on social media. We're all on TikTok and Instagram, and there are a million little Alex Joneses out there, each selling their own supplement or making you drink raw milk or something. They're trying to get you afraid of something, and they're trying to sell you the solution. And our new website is going to tackle exactly that. Once we get it in our control, which is hopefully very soon, you guys can see what we have cooked up.
So, John, tell us what it's like for the families who lost their kids, had to deal with Alex Jones lying about the shooting, his fans and supporters tormenting them. And what's your response to Alex Jones saying he's going to be there till the lights are turned off?
Well, look, I think that we all know that Alex Jones visited unspeakable harm to the Sandy Hook families. And from our point of view, if we could give them 1 ounce of satisfaction, 1 ounce of restitution, this was worth it to us. And look, some people think that the alliance between Everytown and the Onion is strange bedfellows. We think just the opposite. Look, at our fingertips, Everytown's got the facts and the research and the stories and the data, but what the Onion brings is a creative way using the medium of satire and humor to reach new audiences. And that's how you fight misinformation. That's how you fight fear.
And Ben, you used to cover conspiracy theorists and misinformation at NBC News. You've witnessed firsthand the direct impact of these destructive lies and toxic falsehoods. So in addition to this fun media moment against an obvious bad guy, What is this like for you as somebody who used to fight disinformation?
Yeah, I mean, obviously it feels good, but I think in general, people need a little bit of hope right now. People need the idea that a good thing can happen. And, you know, Alex has made, and people like him, and the general ecosystem that he's created, have made it so the families in these situations don't even appear to be anything other than characters in his universe. And what's great about this is the families can say, actually, you know, we're human beings. We have senses of humor. And this is a big cosmic joke to play on Alex Jones. This is a big cosmic joke to play in that whole world. The Onion, which is known for making fun of everybody in the world, has purchased InfoWars from him at a Storage Wars style auction. And boy, does that feel good. And if you're, hopefully if you're a Sandy Hook family right now, there is, you know, a bit of cosmic justice happening here. That's why we did this thing. And we want people to feel that hope, too. We want people to feel like, hey, a good thing can possibly happen. How can we pay this forward?
And John, the acquisition, obviously deeply symbolic for the families who backed the bid. But are you concerned Alex Jones will simply find and make a new platform?
Look, I think that what our job right now, one right in front of us, is to fight fear and fight misinformation. And by writing the new chapter of InfoWars, that's exactly what we're doing. And that is, as you say, Jake, poetic justice. I would call it karmic justice.
All right. Ben Collins and John Feinblatt, thanks to you and congratulations to you. And most importantly, congratulations to the Sandy Hook families for this moment of justice in this dark, dark world.
So it does make it is perfect bedfellows for a group like The Onion, who wants to literally traffic in disinformation and call it satire. That's what they want to do. In my opinion, they want to do that. And then you have John Feinblatt, head of Every Town for Gun Safety, basically going, yeah, and we want to grab people's guns because, you know, if somebody gets shot, it's not the fault of the shooter, it's the fault of the gun. Let's go to this other clip we found. And this happened a few days after. This is dated November 19th, 2024. So they're still in that mindset that they're going to own InfoWars at that time because we hadn't had the December, I think it was December 10th or 11th when we had the hearing. It might have gone from the 10th into the 11th. Because he finally made his ruling late in the night on the whether this auction was real or not. And the judge ended up ruling it wasn't a real auction because the highest bidder didn't win it and cash is king. And they had some weird algorithm that they're like, well, you know, they're going to get rid of some of their judgment that they hadn't even received yet. They're going to vacate that in order to give that to The Onion so they can have enough money to buy this. It's convoluted. I can't even explain it right because it doesn't make sense. It's not logical. So here we are. This is from PBS. And, you know, this is what they were so happy they were going to get rid of us. And we're still here a year later. It is number one, clip one.
Satirical news site The Onion is buying InfoWars, the website founded by conspiracy theorist Alex Jones. And no, it's not a joke. The purchase happened in a bankruptcy auction held after Jones was ordered to pay $1.5 billion in a defamation lawsuit brought by families of Sandy Hook victims. But Jones and company are fighting back, claiming fraud and collusion. Joining us now with more is Jordan LaFleur, executive editor of The Onion. Welcome to Chicago Tonight. Thank you for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
So why did The Onion want to buy InfoWars?
Why not? I mean, it was just such a rare opportunity. And you know, internally, when it became when we became aware that it was a possibility, we just immediately latched onto the idea that it would be the funniest possible thing that we could do. We are resourced appropriately, we are eager, and I think it's just going to be the funniest thing ever.
What is the plan for the website then?
Well, I mean, it's in need of a new coat of paint, I'll tell you that. You know, obviously, supporting it as is not on the roadmap. It is just a house of lies and fear-mongering, and we think it would be better served by something other than that. So we intend to satirize and parody the larger ecosystem of mis and disinformation.
So what kind of, I mean, Onion, The Onion is known for its headlines. What can we kind of expect from a InfoWars by the Onion
sure.
website.
I think we're having meetings on this just today. I think the best way that I would phrase it is that the Onion is known to be more of an institutional voice. So that's kind of a monolith, faceless organization. One thing that's exciting for me creatively and for the whole team is that InfoWars will give us the opportunity to speak in the voice of particular characters. And so, you know, there will be a whole host, a litany of characters that we can use to parody the existing site.
Characters whose thinking and speaking might be something like Alex Jones and those who listen to him?
Yes, utterly unhinged, fear-mongering, and ultimately just an attempt to sell you ineffective brain pills. Yes.
So Alex Jones, he's still finding a way to peddle his conspiracy theorists without owning InfoWars. He has said that he's got a new thing all set up and ready to go. Was there hope that, you know, that buying his site might be able to block him from causing more harm?
I mean, any means of preventing him from causing more harm ought to be explored. But no, I think the important part here was to take the brand and use it for good. A man of his constitution, as we knew, would be impossible to silence utterly. We look forward to using the brand for something other than he would have liked.
And as we mentioned, InfoWars and other of Jones's assets, they're being liquidated. He had to file for bankruptcy so that he could pay the defamation case to the victims of Sandy Hook, because he is known for being the person who pushed the falsehood that the Sandy Hook Elementary School shooting in Connecticut was a quote-unquote hoax. Talk about a little bit what the Onion is doing, though, actually, to push gun reform.
Absolutely. I mean, we have a history with this. One of our most effective pieces of satire in the 13 years that I've been at The Onion is a headline that people might be familiar with. It's No Way to Prevent This, as only nation where this regularly happens. And unfortunately, we've had to publish that 37 times in the aftermath of mass shootings. And so we have a history in this realm, and an unfortunate one. So the opportunity to work with Everytown to continue to further awareness of gun violence and how to prevent it is just a very rare opportunity for us, and one we're looking forward to.
Of course, you're referring to Everytown for Gun Safety.
That's right. Thank you so much. Yes.
Yes. So this news, it follows, again, the presidential election, Donald Trump being named president-elect again. Trump and Jones have ties, and Vice President-elect J.D. Vance has even called Jones a truth teller. How are you planning on covering a second Trump term?
Oh, boy. I don't want to gloss it over. It will, in fact, be difficult. Donald Trump is a difficult figure to satirize. One of the comedic tools that we frequently use is heightening. And it's difficult to heighten from such a place of bombast and untruth. And so it's akin to covering a hurricane. You know, like, I think we focus on, it's important to monitor like where the hurricane is and the wind direction and whether it's an F2 or F3, but we are going to focus on the aftermath, the casualties, and what he lays waste to, and how he's affecting real people.
You mentioned heightening is a tool that you use in comedy. I don't know what that is. What does that mean?
When you take a basic premise that people understand, and essentially it's exaggeration, and it's just how we one path to a punchline.
And why is he difficult? Why is President Trump difficult to satirize?
Well, because I mean the things that he says and does are just so utterly ridiculous. Just on the face of it, I mean the simple way to put it is that it reads as satirical on the face of it. And so to use something so heightened, to use my own word again, when it starts from such a heightened place, it's a difficult jumping off point.
Why do you think political satire is such a powerful tool when calling out misinformation and political figures?
It can be a powerful tool. I think it is most effective as a balm or a salve to people who are watching the world and feeling uncertain, feeling angry. I think the most receptive audiences, or the most important audiences for satire, you know, is the emperor who's wearing no clothes. We're trying to call it the emperor, and we're trying to let people know that there are people who realize it. I don't know that it is the most effective tool to change hearts and minds, but I do think it's an effective tool to let people know that there are people watching and people who understand what's happening.
As we mentioned, a company affiliated with Jones's website that sells supplements has asked the bankruptcy judge to disqualify your bid, claiming fraud and collusion. Are you worried about this bid being held up because of this suit or?
I mean, I am supremely confident in our bid. I think it should come as no surprise that this is what Alex Jones is doing. What I have found surprising is the credulousness that a lot of traditional media has reported these events with. I think, you know, he gets a couple of lawyers to generate a legal document, and you get a bunch of reporters responding to it as though it's equally impactful as genuine legal action. It is utterly ridiculous.
What do you think satire can do that traditional news can't?
I think we can call a spade, even though it's through the lens of a joke. I think a lot of people, you know, are rightfully skeptical of traditional media. I think traditional media can be a little mealy-mouthed when they're evaluating controversial topics and political figures who have no concern for the truth. We do it through the lens of humor and jokes, but we can call people out more directly in a way that is more impactful and people are more likely to retain.
New InfoWars. What can we expect? We've talked about that a little bit, but you know, when will it be live? Is the URL, will that be the same, I imagine?
Yes, we absolutely intend to retain the URL. We want to lean on the current branding just to make it all the more painful for those who have affinity for the current version. But hopefully January we have something to show the world. Might be an incremental launch, but we will be ready in some form or fashion in the new year.
Okay. Any other big plans for branching out from there? Since a lot of InfoWars was, you know, a video.
I think that's enough new plans for one little team.
Yeah.
No, the paper is an ongoing concern, and people ought to consider subscribing to it to support the larger endeavor. The dollars that go towards those memberships and subscription allow us to do insane things like this. And the more members we get, the more we can do.
Okay. Jordan LaFleur, thank you for joining us. Good to see you.
You as well. Thank you so much.
There's nothing about humor in there. It's about how do we destroy people from talking. And he talks about doing things in different characters. Okay. We had the Ben Collins said, you know, we're going to take Charlie Kirk and we're going to create new messages that he might have said or that he could have said in the future or that, but not that he said, but we're going to attribute that to Charlie Kirk so we can steal his identity. There's one right there. Charlie Kirk in his own words. We honor the right-wing activists by making up quotes that sound much better given the moment. See that? The Onion magazine. You see what they're going to do? But you can't do that unless you silence people. And that's why we're not going to be silenced. We're going to keep talking, and we're going to be that counterpoint. We've been granted access back onto the X platform. That's been a huge success. You know, they hate that. They hate because they can't sit there and go, oh, now you can't speak, and we're going to speak for you. They cannot do that.
I ask that with your verdict, you not only take Alex Jones' platform that he talks about away, I ask that you make certain he can't rebuild the platform. That's what matters. That is punishment. That is deterrence.
Is there's going to be a large set of plaintiffs who are going to be dividing up the corpse of InfoWars in the bankruptcy estate. And over the course of that process, that could get very, very dangerous for Mr. Jones.
But we will be at it as long as it takes. And if you're out there right now and you're one of Alex Jones's audience members and you're considering giving him money, I just want you to know that based on the jury's verdict today, it's not a very good bet.
I hope that we never see someone like him again. I hope that with your verdict, he can go away.
But the money's not even really the question for me. The question is, will this suit be successful at stopping him from being on the national stage?
You can judge a man by the enemies he dares to defy. He stands against those who would chain the voice of freedom, battling shadowy forces that seek to silence truth. He rises against those who would disarm the people, a lone sentinel guarding the rights of the many. Through the fire of unjust legal warfare, he fights. Not for himself, but for those who cannot. Stripped of wealth, betrayed by systems, yet driven by an unyielding hunger for justice. On the altar of truth, he swears an oath, enduring relentless assaults, slander, schemes, and ceaseless attacks.
InfoWars just lost their war on info.
InfoWars is shutting down.
And he remains unbroken, unbowed, unstoppable. His enemies thought they could crush him, thought they could bury his resolve. They were wrong. From the ashes of their lies, he rises stronger. A beacon of defiance in a world of shadows. His enemies reveal his strength, his courage, his heart. But this fight is not his alone. It belongs to every soul who yearns for truth, who dares to stand tall, Will you join him? Will you rise against the tide of tyranny? For a man is not defined by the enemies he faces, but by the fire he carries within. Stand with him. Fight for truth. The battle begins now.
Forged in the fires of liberty, the Alex Jones Network Live app stormed to number one in Apple's trending news apps. Big tech tried to bury it, but freedom's flame can't be extinguished. AJN Live delivers raw truth, uncensored broadcasts, hard-hitting reports, and live alerts the elites dread. Don't let censorship win. Download now. Stand tall. Join the fight. AJN Live, forged by liberty, powered by truth. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.